Blog Talk Radio.
Friday to you. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and I am the host for the Doctors Are In podcast show on Psychic Talk Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. We are just so excited to be on the show today. So today we have open lines today, and we will be doing mini readings. So if there's a burning question that you have to ask, that you want to know more about, now's the time to call into the show. Our phone number is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You want to make sure you press the number 1 to get into the queue once you dialed in so that we know that you want to talk to us, because if you don't, then we'll assume you're just listening in. So that phone number again is 714-816-4628. And so let me just introduce myself a little bit for those new audience members out there. I'm Dr. Rose, and I'm the host of our Friday show, The Doctors Are In. And I'm also a producer for the network, for the Psychic Talk Network as well. I am a certified life coach. I have a PhD in linguistics, and I have a love for education, spirituality, language, and culture. I have a passion for mythology. In some of the past shows, we've been talking about archetypes and things of that nature, so you might have heard that. And I love everything that has to do with worship and invoking archetypes and working with divine beings. And honestly, I do all of this, and I share all of this information to help make things better for other people, for myself, of course, but also for other people. That's why I'm on the show. So my co-host, wonderful Dax Carlisle, Dr. Dax, is on the line with us. Let me just give you a little bit of information about him, and I'll bring him on. Dax is the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio and a host of the Doctors Are In on the Friday show, as well as the Saturday show, which is, well, I'll let him let you know what it is, but I've forgotten the name already because it's changed. He has been a radio personality and been broadcasting for 10 years. Dax is also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild for the past 15 years. He is the co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners at angelpractitioners.com and the creator of the Tarot by the Numbers course. So let me bring on Dax Carlisle. Dr. Dax, are you there?
I'm here. Oh, my God, what an introduction.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. You mentioned about, you know, your interest in working with archetypes and things like that. We just did a whole series of shows on that. And if you go over to psychictalk.net/Fridays, you'll get all the Friday shows listed in the category on our blog, and you can go back and you can listen to all those shows from the beginning where we talk about, you know, what are archetypes. And Dr. Rose did a fabulous job on that series. That was not me, folks. I mean, that was all Dr. Rose. And yeah, you know, tarot is made up of archetypes, and, you know, we mentioned that on the shows and stuff like that. But this was coming from a completely different angle, and bringing the archetypes into your life. And she talks about creating sacred space and altars and working with the energy. And it's just a fabulous series. I'm glad we did that, Rose. And it's all there in the archive to check out.
Can I talk? Let me add something. For those of you who kind of missed that, as Dax had mentioned, you can go to our archives and listen to the show. Also, on my YouTube channel, I have been posting videos on archetypes. Some of it has the same information, and also I will have visual, demonstrations of, you know, setting up altars and what you can do to really bring the archetypes into your life. So just hop on over to psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose, which will be DRROSE. That is my bio, so you can read a little bit more about me. And then be sure to click on my YouTube channel so you can find out about what's going on there. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there'll be, you know, new and different information in addition to the shows that we did, the series of shows, because you're going to have, like you said, the visuals, additional information that you didn't get into the shows. And another easy way is you just go to psychictalk.net/YouTube, go over to our YouTube channel, and Dr. Rose's YouTube channel is featured on the front page of our YouTube channel. Simple. There you go.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
So, yes. They can watch it all right from there. PsycheTalk.net/YouTube will take you right over to our YouTube channel, and you can go check that out. I did want to mention that it's open lines and tarot mini readings all show long. Actually, you already mentioned that, but I thought I'd mention it again. So people can get into the queue if they're listening live. You know, this is the time to get into the queue because we're going to take calls all show long. We're going to start taking calls shortly. So get into the queue now, 714-816-4628. After you dial in, hit 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open the dial pad on your Skype app, press 1. And that's 714-816-4628. But you can also join us in our new chat room. The Friday and Saturday shows on Psychic Talk Radio on the network are sponsored by the Tarot Guild. And we have a chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat. So however you're listening to us right now on a player or a page or on Blog Talk or even on your phone, you know, just open a new tab in your browser, type in thetarotguild.com. Got to get that the in there, thetarotguild.com/chat. And you have to be signed up on the website to use the chat room, but that's 100% free. You can just use your Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or any of your social media accounts or your email address. And it's real fast. You just click one button, you know, and sign up and get into the chat room there at thetarotguild.com/chat. And you can chat with us during the show, and you can even request a mini reading right from the chat room. So if you can't dial into the show, you're out there listening live, you can't dial in right now, maybe you're at work or something like that, you know, just type your question in the chat and we'll answer it live on air. So one last time, thetarotguild.com/chat, and we'd love to chat with you over there. That's our brand new website, by the way, and we just had the 15th anniversary of the Tarot Guild. We're in our 16th year now. That was October 31st. Halloween is the anniversary. And then in January 20th is the anniversary of our very first website and our very first radio show, which was called Tarot Today Radio. And
nice.
Yeah. So we're coming up on the 10th anniversary. We decided we actually had our servers crash, and we had to build a new website anyway. And I said, hey, let's go back to our roots. Back in 2009, we created the first website for the Guild, and it was on the Ning platform. We're back on the Ning platform, which is a social networking community website building platform. So it's basically like Facebook, only it's Facebook for tarot all the time, and none of the negative stuff you get on Facebook. So, it has all the same features as Facebook does. And you're just going to love it. It's 100% free to go join the website. And if you're into tarot or numerology, you're just going to love it. You can add friends just like on Facebook. You can private message them. There's live chat, there's private live chat, there's groups, there's forums, activity feeds, status updates, just like you do on Facebook, events. You get your own customizable profile, just like on the social media, big name social media websites. And there's a certified readers directory and a ton more there on the website. It's just getting started. It's brand new. I think we have 63 people who are early adopters on the site. And if you're into tarot or want to be, it's the place to be because you can chat with all of us there on the Tarot Guild website. Just go over to thetarotguild.com and sign up, and you can also, you know, join me in the chat room during the shows today and tomorrow. I'll be on with Mary, and I'll be here in the chat room as well. So we're going to go to phone lines. Real quickly, before we go to phone lines, I'm going to do the numerology and the card of the day. And then, Dr. Rose, you have the mantra of the day. We're going to save that for a little later in the show. We want to get some phone calls in first because the switchboard is starting to light up like a Christmas tree there, Rose.
It sure is. Okay, so the first caller who's been winning the longest, the area code is 647. Caller 647, please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Oh, hold on a second, Rose. Rose?
I'm
sorry, caller. Hold on for just a moment. I was going to do the numerology and the card of the day first before we go to the first caller, if that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was moving fast. Okay, I put you back on hold. You'll be first the next time.
sorry about that, caller. Jumping the gun here a little bit. No, the reason why I want to do that is because I already have my cards out for the card of the day, and I need to reshuffle before we take the first call. So it's logistics, folks.
Gotcha.
It's just logistics. Yeah, so the date is December 20th, 2019. I can't believe that. The year's almost over, but I'm ready for 2020. And the day is the 20th, so that's a 2 energy. 2 plus 0 is 2. But 0 is a modifier in numerology, so what it does is it enhances the energy of the number that precedes it. So it's enhanced 2. 2 is about relationships, about partnerships, cooperation, communication between people, okay? And the entire date, 12, 20, 2019, adds up to 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. 8 is abundance in numerology. So we're talking about really acquiring or figuring out ways to boost the abundance in different areas of your life today. The card of the day is the 3 of Wands, which fits in perfectly because some of the common associations, Rose, of the 3 of Wands is cooperation in material affairs, fruitful partnerships, accepting practical help, assessment, appreciation, realized goals. It's like the ship coming in card, which fits really perfectly also with the 8 energy of abundance. But it's all about partnerships and relationships today. So career-wise, business, you know, take a look at your partnerships. How can you have better communication and work better in the partnerships you have now? How can you form new partnerships that lead to that 8 energy, you know, lead to abundance? That's what we're supposed to be looking at today. And it's not just the financial or career business side of things. It's all areas of your life. So relationships, how can your relationships be more fruitful? How can there be more cooperation, which leads to abundance in your relationships? So it covers the whole gambit of your life. So that's the card of the day and the numerology of the day. What do you think of that, Rose?
Yeah, that's nice. Great information to start off the show. Let's see what the
question we, because what we've noticed is when we do the card of the day and the numerology of the day, a lot of times there's not always, but sometimes there's like a thread that runs through all the calls where it seems to match up with what's going on with those energies from the numerology and the card of the day. Awesome sauce. Okay, so ready to take our first caller. I'm all shuffled
all
up here.
All right. Okay, so Dr. Dax is ready. He is all shuffled up. So let's go to our first caller. Caller 647. This time we're serious. We'll bring it on. So caller 647, let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hi. Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
From
Paul from Toronto.
Oh, a Toronto caller. Cool.
Yeah.
or internet.
My question is, what's the best option for me? Option A, to seek to manifest the lottery with high-end visualizations within a three-month time frame alongside other high vibrational ideas. Option B, become a spiritual channeler and teacher and use income earned from the first place in poker online poker tournaments alongside book ideas and screenplays. And option C is an entry-level job in which most cases I wouldn't be able to last even a single day due to boredom and not following my passion.
Boredom, yes. And, oh, my God. What? Paul, you know, really fascinating question there. You know, I love when they give us the really cool ones, Dr. Rose, especially to start out the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much of this, that you talked about there. It's interesting because one of the, if you don't mind me saying this, Dax, while you're shuffling the cards and what laying out the spread, you know, one of the, obviously, I think you already know the answer, Paul, at least to the, you know, C is probably not the best option. However, I do want to caution people because one of the things is that I don't, you know, Dr. Dax and I do not know what your financial situation is and what your needs are. So it may be a combination of things. And, you know, Dr. Dax can let you know a little bit more about that in terms of what he picked up in the reading. Sometimes, you know, in order to follow your passion, you may need to, you know, have a kind of job that you can at least deal with to you know, do the basics, pay your bills, get groceries, those kinds of things, until you're able to really take off. I really find it, you know, I really find this very interesting when you were talking about channeling, because that is something that I've been doing a lot of for the past several weeks, and I've been also reading about it as well. There's a really good book called Opening to Channel by Sanaya Roman. Sanaya Roman, and she has a partner, I forget his name right now, but they have channeled higher beings, ascended masters. One is called Orin. That's the one that Sanaya channels, and her partner does Dabin, which is a little bit different. But Opening to Channel, take a look at that book. It's wonderful. It goes through all the, you know, things from what does it mean to channel to how do you go about connecting with them. I find that book to be extremely helpful for me, even though I was channeling before that, before I ran across the book. But it helped to explain a lot of the experiences and whatnot that I was having. So I would say definitely channeling is high on my list, just, you know, personally for me. And it sounded like there was a lot of energy when you were talking about that, because that's channeling
Absolutely,
and living the life that you want to do. So I highly encourage you, and I'm sure Dax has some additional information, you know, based on, you know, your question and what's showing up in the tarot spread. So, Dax, I'll leave it to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It what you just said lines up perfectly with what I'm getting. And, you know, people that have been listening to the show for a long time know that we only have a few minutes with each caller, so I use some spreads that allow me to do it really quickly. And the primary spread, hold on for just a second. If you don't mind, Rose, I'm going to put Paul on hold for a second because there's a lot of background noise.
Sure.
And I typically use this great five-card spread, and you guys can actually find it on the Tarot Guild site. You know, a lot of the people listening to these shows are professional tarot readers or tarot students and things like that. And I think it's under articles. I'm just going to pop over there real quick because I want people to go and check out a couple of things here. TheTarotGuild.com/articles, or if you're on the website, TheTarotGuild.com, just click articles at the top of any page and scroll down to where you see the article called The Little Spread That Could. And this will explain in detail for those that want to learn this spread. It's fabulous. I don't use it just on the radio show. I use it with all of my clients these days, and I use other spreads and pull other cards and things like that. But I usually start off with this spread because it's so powerful. So go check that out in the articles section on thetarotguild.com. I also just posted an article that I want everybody to check out, Rose, called The Tarot Gift Spread for Finding That Perfect Gift. Yeah, that's our show title for tomorrow. And so a little shameless plug here. For Mary and I, our show tomorrow, we're talking about giving the perfect gift with tarot. And this is the featured spread. So the article automatically dropped this morning. And you guys can check out the tarot gift spread under articles as well while you're there on the articles section of the website. And tune in tomorrow when we'll be talking about that spread and other great ideas. You know, if you haven't gotten all your Christmas shopping done, or if you still have that person to find a gift for that, you know, has everything. So typically I use this spread, but because Paul had these, you know, three different options, I decided to go with that. So pull a card for each option and then pull additional cards if I needed to. But guess what? Don't need to. Because these cards for Paul, Dr. Rose, are absolutely perfect. So that first option that he talked about,
nice.
I got the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is generally a positive card. Just looking at it, you know, you got the rainbow with the 10 cups up there. This is the traditional Waite Smith version of the card. And you got the mother and the father and the two kids and the house. And, you know, it's an idyllic family life situation. And, you know, and you would think that that would be hinting strongly towards that first option. But actually, in numerology, 10 is overkill. So in a lot of spreads that you do in tarot and with a lot of questions, this would be a very good card to get. But there's also, you know, with every card, it's a spectrum, Rose. There's from the negative all the way to the positive, there's all different potential meanings, you know, lots of gray area as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 can be overkill. It can be over excess with this card. But another meaning of it is having a fantasy. You know, like I said, this represents or visually shows the idyllic life, you know, very abundant, like we were talking about the eight energy of today. And although, you know, it seems positive on first look, in reality, it's talking about something that's not reality. That first option, it's just not going to pan out, really. The second option, I got the Wheel of Fortune. And it's the only major arcana card that showed up. That's an instant clue, folks. You know, if you get a bunch of minor arcana cards, core cards, and then you get a major card, that's important life-changing information. So that second option, and you know, I can't remember all the options right now, but that was the one about the channeling. And we'll have to get Paul on here and ask him about the details on that. But the Wheel of Fortune is, you know, fortune literally turning in your favor. So rather than the first option, which I think, Rose, help me out here, was that about the lottery thing?
I think that's right.
Yeah, and it's interesting because if I had got the Wheel of Fortune card for that, it would make perfect sense, right? The lottery, Wheel of Fortune, fortune turning in your favor, but it's not. It's on the second possibility, the second option. And so that's where your real fortune lies. That's where you're really going to get the most. And then for the third option, and I love how you started off with, you probably already know, I could tell in your voice that the third is not an option for you. Well, I got the King of Wands. And here's a fabulous teaching moment in tarot for people that are listening in that are, you know, budding readers or even professional readers. So the King of Wands, Wands is that fire energy. It's that passion. It's about following your passion. And, you know, that's the funny thing. Paul even mentioned that. And he knows that doing the third option is not following his passion. But here's the interesting little add-on here, Rose, is that, you know, that's the third card I lay down on the right. And the King of Wands, and this is the traditional Waite Smith version of the deck, the King of Wands is facing the Wheel of Fortune for the second option in the middle. He's indicating that following your passion is that second option, you see. So I know I went a little I went a little long with this call, a little longer than we normally go, but there was so many good teaching moments in here for people listening in that are into tarot that I just, you know, had to expound a little bit more than I would normally. You want to bring Paul back on now?
Yes. Hold on for a second. Hi, Paul.
We'll bring Paul back.
Hi.
Yeah. It makes sense.
So does that all resonate with you?
Yeah, it resonates with me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, thanks for the call, Paul, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, and happy holidays to you and your family. Okay,
yes,
I guess
absolutely.
We're ready for another
okay,
call.
Okay, so the next caller is coming from area code 289. We have actually two callers. They just popped up. Oh, no, somebody else popped up. Okay, never mind. Sorry, everybody. The board changed a little bit. So we actually have two callers from the area code 289. So I'm going to also read the first three digits of the regular number. So it's caller 289-210. You are on the air with Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose. Let us know what your name is and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Alicia. I'm calling from about an hour and a half away from Toronto. I live up in the country.
Oh, right. Okay.
We were wondering where 289 was. It's like, wow, we're getting all of these calls around Toronto and in Toronto. That's great.
International day. She's in the queue, my sister. So she's the other 289. She's about an hour and a half away from me. And I told her, I said, I think we're the only two from Canada calling in. So I was really surprised to hear another person from Toronto. Yeah,
That's right.
To be honest, I was trying to call yesterday. I usually call every Thursday for Stephanie, and it said to call tomorrow. So something has directed me to call you guys. And you know what's really funny about the whole thing is that what you said, Dax is your name? Is it Dax? Dr.
Yes,
Dax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
At the beginning of the call, you did the tarot card and the numerology. I've never really had any numerology done on me or really learned about it, but what you said really resonated with me. So that little string you were saying through the callers, it definitely resonated with me. When you were saying about
awesome.
The communication and the relationship and whatnot, well, this morning I did have actually a breakup and the communication was not good. And I was like, you know what? I have to do what's right. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. You need to go. And that happened this morning. And then abundance came right after. Just like you said, I literally had a lot of gifts given to me today after that happened. That's not what my question is, but that's just lining up with what you said, with the tarot or the numerology or whatever it was you were doing. That totally resonated with my day so far. So I just wanted to give you a little clarification. And then my question, I don't know, I guess it just really, well, with this breakup and all, I think I don't really need to ask. I already think it was probably never going to work. Do you think I should stay out here in the country or am I going to be leaving here? You know, I'm really on the fence about it. It's hard alone. I have four kids. I'm on a farm and it's really hard out here in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. It's beautiful. Should I stay? Should I go? Do you see anything, you know,
much will I be leaving, or should I try to stick it out? Am I going to be okay? Can I survive here? You know, I don't know.
Should I stay or should I go now?
That was a good one.
That's perfect. That's perfect. You know, there's an indication that your time there, you know, will eventually end. However, it's not saying to move anytime soon. That there is still, I'm getting great cards like the Star card, which is the card of hope, you know, and
so there's still hope here.
Yeah, and the cards are talking about, you know, doing your due diligence and researching things. Don't jump on any options quickly. You want to take your time with this, basically, is what it's saying. Yeah.
Yeah, because an option might pop up, and I'm scared. I'm like, it's beautiful here, but it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would just, you know, I would stick with it for a while. I think it's going to be good. There's some cards here talking about, you know, enjoying being out there in, you know, mm-hmm. In the nature and things along those lines. Any move would be at least 8 weeks from now, at least into 2020 for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of cards that are talking about spring, and it eventually comes to an end, but it's not the right moment yet, and you have not done the research. You really, really have to make sure that it's a solid move for you, where everything's set up for you. You know, you've taken time to go to where you're going to move to. You have your housing situation, your life situation, your career situation, job situation. Everything needs to be firmly figured out ahead of time, and take this time to do that, and also to get ready, you know, financially and emotionally and spiritually, you know, to make this move. That's what it's saying.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense, because you're right. I actually haven't done any research. I kind of just put an option out there maybe to get out of here, because it's hard, and you're right, I have not done any research, and I am going to, you know, look around the town I was thinking about and see if I'll enjoy the time I have here while I have it. It is a beautiful place. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Felicia.
Thank you. Thank you, Felicia. Have a happy holiday season. Yes, I'll too. I'm sorry.
There's a delay.
I apologize.
There's a delay. Yeah, for our listeners, Blog Talk, the switchboard has this delay, and, you know, someone will jump in to say goodbye and start talking, and they'll get cut off sometimes, unfortunately, because there's like a second or so delay before we start hearing them on our end, and it's just funny sometimes.
Yeah, sorry about that, Alicia. Alicia, we will, you know, we wish you all the best with all that you're considering doing in the near future. Let's go ahead and take our next caller.
Before we go to our next caller, just real quickly, let's give out the phone number again, because I know there's probably people starting to listen in, and they're wondering if they should call in. Yes, you should. We're doing open lines all show long. We're going to take another caller or two, and then we're going to go into the mantra of the week, which is what the fabulous Dr. Rose gives us. A fabulous, too many fabulouses there, a great mantra every week, you know, for us to try out, you know, and make shifts in our lives. But let's give out that number, 714-816-4628. I'm also in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com/chat. Come join me there. If you can't call in, you want to ask a question in chat, thetarotguild.com/chat. Or if you're on the website, thetarotguild.com, just click chat. It's on the far right in the nav bar at the top of any page. And I'm in there, and would love to chat with you. You can ask for a mini reading in there as well. but we would love to talk to you on the phone. So give us a call at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. And this is the time to call in, folks, for the second half of the show. Get, you know, get in there so that you're the next caller when we come back after the mantra of the week. Yeah, and the upcoming shows on the network and all that kind of cool stuff. All righty. That's my little plug there, Dr. Rose.
Great. Okay, so we're going to go on to our next Canadian caller who's calling from 289-928. So caller 289-928, you are on the show live with Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. How are you today? Let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm family with Alicia there. And I'm about an hour east of Toronto.
Oh, cool.
And,
okay.
I've had my two toddlers, actually. Their father has been absent for a little while. And I was just wondering if you have anything in your readings on whether he's ever going to be a part of their lives.
Okay. That's a good question. So I'm sure Dax is...
It's been quite trying for me, just asking myself, right?
Right, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Let's see here. Well, you know, with the Ace of Cups, there is the potential, but I got to tell you, I got to be honest, it's not looking really good, okay? A lot of it, getting a lot of structure cards, it's about structure. It's about your own personal independence. That's showing up for some reason. I'm not sure why. And the Strength card talks about, you know, your inner strength. Love conquers all. Strength, courage, conviction. The Nostalgia card, the Six of Cups, is also showing up. And, God, the feeling I'm getting from this is that that – like with a previous caller, like this option or this possibility in this case, it is sort of an idyllic, romanticized, nostalgic desire, but maybe not grounded a lot in reality is what's showing up.
Okay.
And you know, I started off with the end of the spread. I started off with the very last card, the Ace of Cups, to give that ray of hope that I'm not saying it won't happen, okay? The Ace of Cups is, you know, new beginnings in that area, okay? It could happen. It really could. I think a lot of it has to do it's almost like there's an option to make this happen that you're not seeing, that there's a way to structure things and maintain your independence. And it's talking a lot about you, you know, following your passions.
Okay.
In this. And, you know, you could potentially open the door and it could happen, you know? But I did the spread initially as a straightforward yes, no. And while it's not 100% no, but it's kind of in the middle where, you know, when I get three no's or three yeses, you know, it could go either way. It really could. It means there's something left to be done, something from the past that needs to be taken care of in order to open the door for this to actually happen.
Okay.
And it seems to be all on you, because the central focus card is the Queen of Wands. It's you. It's you and you having passion for it and maintaining your independence. It's a card of independence. That's the important thing here.
That absolutely makes sense.
So I don't know if that really answered your question or helped you out at all, but that's what I'm getting.
Yes, it does actually. Yes, it makes sense 100% to my situation. So.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Nice. Well, thanks for the call,
yeah.
Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays
to
you.
Happy holidays to you.
Up there. Toronto area. And great to have some international callers. And by the way,
you as well.
Yep. Have a great weekend. Bye, Amanda. And
bye-bye.
By the way, Dr. Rose, Amanda and Alicia were talking about, Alicia said, she was going to call in yesterday. And so I wanted to let everybody know that the reason why there wasn't a show yesterday is because Stephanie has decided to step away from doing her radio show. She's left the network.
Oh.
And so we're basically making the announcement right now. She has plans for 2020, and she doesn't think
mm-hmm.
she's going to be able to, do the radio show. And also, if you did hear her when she came back last week, it was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
The callers were great, but you could just tell it in her voice that the energy wasn't there like it was in the past when she, she did her show for a long time here on the network. And I love, the guide at Tarot with Stephanie. Stephanie's Guide at Tarot was the name of the show. And everybody loved it. We got lots and lots of callers. Fabulous.
Right.
If you're learning tarot, just listening to a pro like Stephanie
mm-hmm.
handle the calls and do the readings is just so fun and so informative and everything like that. But she had a lot of passion for the show when she started doing
mm-hmm.
it. And you could just tell it in her voice last Thursday that her heart's not in it anymore. And people change, they move on, they have new priorities and things like that. So, we wish Stephanie
right.
well. We're really going to miss her and miss her show. Yeah, yeah. But if you want to get your tarot fix, I'm going to be here with Dr. Rose on Fridays, and I'm here with Certified Tarot Master Mary Brown on Saturdays, the Psychic Saturday show. And in January, we're actually going to make a little change, which I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but it's a surprise. For our 10th anniversary of our very first radio show, Tarot Today Radio, and it's the 20th of January, my mom's birthday. We had our, the Tarot Guild was formed in 2004, but we created our first website in 2009 and officially launched it on January 20th, 2010, along with our first ever website. Well, now we're launching our brand new website, thetarotguild.com. We'll officially launch that. And have our anniversary, and because the Saturday show is on the 18th, rather than do it on the 20th, where we already have two shows on Monday, we're going to celebrate on the 10th anniversary on the 18th. So tune in January 18th for Mary and I. Yeah, we got some big announcements. We got the launch of the new website, and we got a little nostalgic for everybody that's been around the Tarot Guild for 10-15 years. We got some surprises for you coming up January 18th, 2020, celebrating our 10th year. So look out for that. Oh gosh. Hey, while I'm on a roll here, let me tell folks about the upcoming shows, because we're already way past the bottom of the hour anyway, Rose. And
okay.
We did mention earlier in the show that tomorrow Mary Brown and I will be on with our Psychic Saturday show, open lines and mini readings all show long, of course, call in for a tarot reading. But also we're going to be talking about giving the perfect gift with tarot, using your tarot deck to figure out, the perfect gift. I told you about that article you can find in the articles section on thetarotguild.com. Just click articles and look for the gift spread, and that'll give you a heads up before the show. There's also a link to the show information, how you can join us tomorrow. It's the same telephone number, 714-816-4628, and just join us in the chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat tomorrow. And we'll be going over that spread and telling you, how to use tarot to find the perfect gift, even for that person that has everything that, we all hate them, don't we, Rose? Anyway, it's so hard to find.
That's true.
Yes. And then Sunday, the next day is Sunday, December 22nd, and Magic Universe is back on the air with host Sharona Rapsik. She's fabulous. She's doing a show called Lightworkers and the Season of Light. Awesome topic. That's this coming Sunday. And then Monday, it's a doubleheader, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, licensed clinical social worker. She's a psychotherapist in New York City, and she's also an angel medium, and does this wonderful series of shows on tapping into your soul, the wisdom of the soul. And that's going to be followed by Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. And she's continuing her series of shows on the Heart of Service this Monday. The Heart of Service, perfect for this season, I think. And then we're actually taking next Friday off because it's Christmas, and we decided, you know what, we're going to just gonna take a little holiday break and come back fresh the beginning of the year, January 3rd. It's actually January 3rd is our first show of 2020, and you and I get to do it, Dr. Rose, the Happy New Year show. We're going to do New Year's readings and talk about the new year.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's January 3rd, our New Year's show.
I just had to do that, by the way.
That was great. No, that was perfect. We need to use the sound effects more, right? So
yeah.
We will have a show on Saturday, though, Saturday, December 28th. So you're post the holidays, you're right before the new year, you know. If you have some burning questions, we're doing open lines and mini readings all show long on Psychic Saturday with Mary Brown and I, Saturday, December 28th. So that's all the shows coming up. You can go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the shows coming up going into January. So there you go. Looking
wonderful,
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So do we want to take some more calls, or do you want to go to the mantra of the day? We have to do the mantra.
Let me do
the
mantra. Yeah, let me do the mantra for the
awesome.
For the week. And
for the week.
I'll try to go through quickly. It won't be too long, everybody. So because it's the holidays and people are buying things or want to buy things and money is just like a big thing during this time, I wanted to provide another mantra for money and abundance of all kinds. This one's a little bit longer than normal, but it is, than the other ones that I've given you. But this is Om Shrim Maha Lakshmiye Swaha. So I'll say it again. Om Shrim Maha Lakshmiye Swaha. And so just to provide you with some information, in the Vedic and other Eastern traditions, they routinely describe power in feminine terms. And it's not surprising that the foundation mantra for abundance enlists feminine energy. The energy that they're calling upon, or the archetype, is Lakshmi, who is a goddess from the East, and she is represents abundance and wealth and prosperity in all areas. So just a quick breakdown of this mantra. Om is the seed sound for the sixth chakra. If you're familiar with chakras, where masculine and feminine energies meet at the center of the brow. Because Om represents a conjunction of will and sound, it is commonly used as the prefix to mantras of all kinds. Shrim, the next one, is the seed sound for the principle of abundance, which is personified by goddess Lakshmi in the Hindu pantheon. She is often depicted sitting or standing on a lotus flower, beautiful beyond measure, with a stream of coins flowing from her hand. Behind her, sometimes there are elephants that are playing with the trunks upraised. Sometimes they're, squirting water or something like that. Elephants are a traditional symbol of good fortune, and the raised trunks indicate a prosperity to retain the good fortune rather than spilling it onto the ground. So that's Shrim. Maha. Maha means great. And in this context, it denotes both quantity and quality. When we speak of the quality of abundance, we are referring to its harmony with Dharma, or what's called divine law. Abundance of any other kind is more of a burden than a blessing. So imagine, for example, that someone presents you with a large amount of money Now you have abundant financial resources, but if the money has been stolen, you could be implicated in the crime. So, you know, there's good money and there's bad money. So maha means it's great, and it denotes a good quality, you know, of abundance. Lakshmi, again, is the principle of abundance. I said that before. And then swaha, the last part of the mantra, in this context means I salute. It is also related to the manifestation of energy at the solar plexus chakra. Mantras exist in masculine, feminine, and neutral forms. And here swaha provides a feminine ending. So this mantra can be used to attain abundance in almost any form. If you're able, commit yourself to a 40-day program. It's best to set aside 30 minutes or so each day to chant quietly by yourself. If it's not 30 minutes, then you want to do you want to chant the mantra 108 times. At other times, say the mantra as often as possible. So again, the mantra is Om Shrim Maha Lakshmiye Swaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmi Swaha. And that is the mantra of the week. And there you have it. What do you think, Bax?
Awesome. Are you going to post that on the Psychic Talk group so that people can visualize it
sure.
and hear it? And, yeah.
Absolutely.
A little later after the show. So you'll be able to find it on our Facebook group, psychictalk.net/Facebook. It'll take you, you know, right over to the group. You can join the group, and Rose almost always posts the mantra of the week from the show, so that sometimes she even has the audio of it where you can hear someone else saying it, and at least if we had it spelled out phonetically, you know. A couple things that came to mind, you said about saying it other times, and you know, I always tell people as a numerologist to carry the number 8 in their wallet for abundance. And today is that 8 energy. So I thought it was for the date. So I thought it was a good time to bring this up again. It can be really easy. You just take a piece of paper. You draw out a big 8 on it and put it in your wallet, put it in your purse. And every time you go in to get your credit cards or get money or whatever to make a purchase, you're going to see the 8 in there. It's going to remind you. And, you know, what I normally tell people to do is to have a little saying that you say either out loud or in your head. Well, if you're in the checkout line, you're probably going to say it in your head. But, you know, a little affirmation. But the mantra can take the place of the affirmation, you see. So you see the 8
right.
in your wallet or purse, and you say the mantra. Also, what I do, because I'm a tarot person, obviously, I pull the 8 of pentacles out of my deck, and I make a copy of it on a copier. In fact, I usually make a copy, cut it out, and I laminate it, and then I stick it in my wallet or my purse. Well, not my purse, but you know what I mean. For you guys out there that have purses, my backpack's a big purse for, you know. But so that's something else you can do for abundance. And the other thing that came to mind was, you know, if you think, you know, the traditional 108 times is a little daunting. A long time ago, Dr. Rose and I thought, hey, well, you can break it up into 4 short sessions where you just say the mantras 27 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or any other way.
Or you could do it
or
twice,
any other way you want to divide
54
it.
54 times. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There are different ways to do it. And then if you can't do the standard, like 108 times, or, you know, because a lot of us have very busy, chaotic schedules, just chant the mantra every day. Chant it, like if you're doing, let's say, some kind of mundane activity that doesn't require your focus and attention or complete focus and attention, chant the mantra at that time. Let's say you're riding to work or to and from work. You know, if you're on transportation or something, if you're cleaning, if you're washing dishes, that's a great time to chant the mantra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just chant it. Don't worry
yeah.
about how many times, you know, if that's too much of a thing for you. Just chant it as often as you can every day.
Yeah, and an idea along those lines is you could write it down on a card or something and put it on your bathroom mirror, because you could just,
that's right.
It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard, folks. You know, you wake up in the morning, you go into the bathroom to get ready for the day, and you see it up there. That's your cue. And then you say it a few times, you know, not 108, not even 27, just say it a few times. And then you go to work, you come home from work, you're going to take a shower after work, you go in the bathroom, you know, or you're changing or something like that for dinner or what have you, and you see it up there again, you say it a few times. And then before you go to sleep, you go in, you're going to brush your teeth, you're going to get ready to go to beddy by, you know, you're getting in your jammies, and you see it up there, and you say it a few times. And there you go. You know, you can start off easy. It's like meditation. You know, you don't start off doing hour sessions, even 20-minute sessions. You start off doing 5 or 10
right.
minutes. And then you just, you know, expand it from there. Okay. So we have time for another caller.
Okay.
Let's see.
So we have
a
caller from a 916 area code, which I believe is Northern California, maybe in the Sacramento area. So caller from 916, you are on the air with Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose. Please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi. Yeah, you're right. My name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento.
All right. Nice to meet you. I'm in the Bay Area, so that's why I know the number.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, right now, I'm driving off of the Bay Bridge right now as we speak.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I waved.
That's
so cool.
I lived in San Francisco for years, and I'm visualizing that right now, Ray.
Yep, getting off of Fremont right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your question?
So I was wondering if I can do a reading. I think it's my first time calling in and listening. If you guys can do a reading, like, on my love life. I've been so concentrated on finding work. I've been unemployed for 11 months. But now that's off my plate. I got a job now. I can focus on my career. Now that I'm 32, I want to start, you know, focusing on my love life and maybe what you see.
Cool. All right. Well, while Dax is preparing the cards, I'm going to put you on hold just for a moment because we are getting some background noise there, and I'll bring you back. But while Dax is working on the spread there, I do recommend, if you are into chanting mantras, one mantra to chant is a mantra kleem, which deals with relationships. It's an attraction mantra. And one of the important things that you want to do when chanting this mantra is very powerful in the sense of have a very clear idea of the kind of person, the qualities that you want to attract. If you, like, for example, in your mind or, you know, thinking that, whatever the type of person you're attracting, like, you know, all men are bad or women cheat or something like that, you're going to end up vibrating that, and that will come to you. So you want to make sure that you have a very clear idea of the kind of person. So you want to focus on the positive qualities. You want a person to be, for example, generous and compassionate, very loving, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to specify what they do or, you know, that kind of thing, but you want to focus on, you know, the qualities in terms of who they are and who they would be in terms of your relationship. So that's what I recommend if you're into chanting mantras. You can chant that at least 108 times a day if you want to count it for, let's say, a 40-day period. If you want to be a little bit more loose in terms of that, just chant kleem, you know, whenever you can. And remember, keep that. You don't have to visualize the person or keep the qualities in your mind while you're chanting, but you do want to, you know, as you're before the session or after the session, you do want to have like a clear idea of what you want so that you're vibrating on that level and not something else. Because I have heard of people who even have attracted ex partners that they didn't want. I'm like, okay, you got to focus your mind high, not low.
Not a good idea.
So that's what I recommend. Dax, what are you getting in terms of Ray and his question on love?
I'm getting great stuff. I'm getting great stuff. So the very first card is the Ten of Swords. And that's a card of transition from one cycle to a new cycle. It's a door closes and another door opens. And like when with the previous caller, when I had that discussion about the Ten of Cups and you know, it being with these 10 cards in tarot, it's overkill, because in numerology there's only 1 through 9. 10 is actually 1 again. 1 plus 0 is 1. So in tarot there's a special circumstance with the 10, and what it is it's that hairbreadth moment between the end of a cycle 1 through 9 and the beginning again at 1. And what this is saying, especially because it's in the very beginning, if it was at the end of the spread, I'd be worried, Ray. But it's at the very beginning talking about, okay, it's almost the beating the dead horse card. It's literally saying that it's dead and over with, you know, this period of not having abundance in all areas of your life. And I don't know if you noticed, Rose, but the theme, the thread has shown up through all the callers with abundance, relationships, partnerships, cooperation, the whole thing. And Ray's no different here, because, you know, we're talking about relationships and communication and building relationships and having that abundance. And it's really going to come through for Ray, because the Ten of Swords is saying, okay, first of all, don't overthink it. Swords are thoughts and ideas, okay? And now that you've gotten your career, your job situation, everything situated, and you can work on other parts of your life, don't overthink it. You know, the swords are thoughts and ideas. 10 swords is overkill. It's way too many thoughts and ideas. And the rest of the cards bear this out with the fire element and the water elements. Wands and cup cards, talking about how you need to make this transition out of your head and into the feeling space, which it kind of overlaps with passion, because passion can be a feeling. You see how that works, Rose? There's like an overlap there between those two.
Yeah.
There's a difference, and yet they're similar. And when I talk about the steps of manifestation with the four aces and talking about air and then water, fire, and then earth at the bottom, there's a clear delineation between the thoughts, the swords, the idea sparking the manifestation, and the cups and wands, and then the earth at the bottom, you know, that's taking a step in the real world to make it actually manifest. But I lay them out in a mini cross, and the swords is at the top, and the pentacles, the ace of pentacles is at the bottom. The ace of cups and the ace of wands are side by side in the center of the cross, and there's overlap between that. It's like emotion fuels manifestation, and then passion is the reason, you know. Wanting without having a reason, without having passion behind it, just like with remember our caller that had the three different options before him, and
right,
there was no passion with the other two options. It was really in the center there, you see. And even the King of Wands was indicating that he was, you know, facing that Wheel of Fortune card in the center there. And so there's a little bit of overlap there. And the rest of the reading past the Ten of Cups, Ray, is all about getting into that, you know, back into sparking the passion and getting into your emotional feeling space, I like to call it. So the very first card after this transition, which is actually ended for you, you know, you're over the hill and going back down, you know, It's like coming up from the bay, and now you're going down Van Ness, you know. so The very first card is the Ace of Cups. You cannot get a better card for romance. It's the beginning and essence of love, joy, inner beauty, good health, sensitivity, art, poetry. It has a lot of different meanings, you know, but in this context, it's talking about, it's right there, Ray. And the interesting thing about the cups in the traditional Waite-Smith version is there's these five rivulets of water that are springing out of the cup and falling down on the ground below, and they're representing the five senses. You need to get into your senses. You need to open up and see what's around you, because the person you're looking for is there or will be shortly. And right after that, I get the Ace of Wands. You know, Ace and then Ace, and I was just talking about the Ace of Cups and the Ace of Wands and that overlap and that being like the center in the law of attraction. Getting those two right are very important. You actually have to get all four steps right to manifest, but those two kind of go hand in hand. And although the Ace of Wands can often talk about a new venture, it's also the initiation of prosperity and happiness and pleasure and optimism, you know, getting in touch with your optimism, creative energy. You got to be creative about this. Potency, adventure, making it an adventure, finding this person and not taking it too seriously, though, you know, as you venture out there. And then what happens? Oh, you're going to love this, Dr. Rose. The Queen of Wands comes in, you know, and I don't know. And in today's day and age, we have to be sure to mention that it's not representing a specific gender. You know, Ray might be looking for that gal of his life, but he might be looking for the guy of his life. I don't know. You know, so it's just the qualities. It's the qualities involved here. So the Queen of Wands, it's another wands. Okay, this is somebody that is very passionate, loves to follow, you know, they follow their passion. And wands is that fire energy. So I would not be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. So just keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be. They don't have to be an Aries, Leo, or Sag. They could just have the qualities of that, that fire quality, the quality of the Queen of Wands. Which, by the way, that's a person that really has a love of life. Eagerness for experience. Remember I said with the Ace of Wands, make it an adventure. You want somebody you can have an adventure with. This person's dynamic and strong-willed. They're about hearth and home and balance. They have a balance between career and family life, which is going to help you a lot, because you were talking about making that balance. Now that you have your career going, you know, you can now balance out the rest of your life. And this is somebody that is very good at that, okay? They have a volunteer kind of attitude. It's charity, active participation in things. Also, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, the Queen of Wands, there's a black cat at her feet. Cats are independent. Okay, so this is somebody that's going to be fiercely independent. And so that's one caveat, you know, if you start a relationship with somebody like this, to realize that you have to let them have their space and their independence. And then for the very last card to finish this off, yet another Cups card, you know, emotions here. It's the Three of Cups. The Three of Cups. You know, literally the card of celebration. Okay, so tarot is always multi-layered, Ray. So we're talking about celebrating this achievement, this part of your life, fleshing out, you know, not just being all about work and career, because that makes, you know, Ray a boring boy, right? So what we want to do is have balance to everything, and you really got to, you know, you're going to celebrate this when it happens, when you meet this person, but it also gives a clue at what you need to do moving forward. You got to let your hair down a bit, okay? Sometimes I call the Three of Cups the girls' night out card. Well, it could be the guys' night out, you know? Get together with your friends. Don't be like I said, don't take this too seriously. Otherwise, you kind of jinx it. You know, you throw a monkey wrench in there in the works. And what you really want to do is be open, because, you know, what does everybody say, Dr. Rose? When we're not looking for it, it shows up what we want. Right?
That's true.
Yes. So instead, you should be doing things, finding things, you know, pursuing interests and doing things that you enjoy doing that get you out of the headspace. Remember the Ten of Swords? Get out of the thinking, you know, because it's basically do that when you're doing your job and career and everything like that and be all business and so forth. But you need to step away from that in the other part of your life and make room for this, okay, and let your hair down, you know, boys' night out, you know, just get out there and enjoy yourself, whatever it is you like to do, going to clubs, dancing, going on trips in nature or travel or, you know, whatever it is, there's a lot of beautiful things to explore around the Bay Area, you know, and there's also nightlife, there's both, you know, so get out there and get into the feeling space, get into the space of celebration and enjoyment and happiness and an openness to discovery and friendship, bonding with other people. And through that, you're going to meet the Queen of Wands. So there you go. Perfect cards for Ray today. Yeah.
Okay, let me bring Ray back on and check in with him. Okay, Ray, did you get a chance to listen and have any other comments?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, no, I did. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I think you mentioned that I do go out and participate in stuff, like, you know, volunteer and stuff like that. And I do love going out. And I'm the type of person, I'll go out to a club by myself. I don't care. I like having fun, you know.
Yep, yep. And the other thing is that, you know, the card of celebration, it doesn't have to be around those particular events. It could be around the volunteer work as well. Remember I said the Queen of Wands, this is somebody that loves doing volunteer work. So you might actually meet this person through your volunteer work.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate the time, the read.
You're welcome, Ray.
Thanks,
have
Ray.
A great holiday season, and hopefully you'll be back with us.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend there.
Hopefully he'll come back to see us in 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll follow up.
But the main takeaway from that spread is that Ray's in the right place right now. And he should just go for that, you know, and it's going to happen. He's going to meet that person. Okay, so where are we at now time-wise? Do we have time for another call, or are we wrapping things up? What's going on?
We can take one more caller, someone who's been holding. Why don't we take caller from area code 203. Hi, you're
and by
Dr.
the way,
Bex and Dr. Rose.
Hi.
I just want to let everybody know that if we don't get to your call today, we're sorry. But remember, you can call in tomorrow. I'm going to be on with Mary. Mary's fabulous. You'll love her if you haven't listened before. And it's the same phone number. Just write it down, folks, 714-816-4628. Join me in the chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat. And tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. So what's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name's Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Yeah. Hi. I'd love to get a card reading, but one thing I want to say is the confirmation. I asked you about seeing my family at Thanksgiving, and basically everything was going to go well, except there was something
that.
I can't remember the words that you used, but it was absolutely true, and what happened was all within me, and I dealt with it inside and with my heart, and it broke my heart, but no one else knew what was going on. So I was successful in that, and I'm learning just to cope. So,
we knew you were going to get through that. We knew you were going to get through that, yes.
Your warning was helpful, though, because I didn't envision any sort of hiccup, and it was a big one. So I think you were just talking about relationship. Maybe I'll ask about, I still have healing to do, but that's my goal, is to finally have a relationship. And it's a real package deal because I've been without so many things in my life. So I'm wondering what you see with that.
Well, while Dax was getting the cards together, I can tell you about the when I was talking about the clean mantra early on. The wonderful thing about Sanskrit mantras in particular, it's not just that you're chanting a word like you do an affirmation. There's actually a lot of power behind that, and it's divine power. So it's an archetype that comes that's typically associated with it. Kleem is a little bit neutral, so it could be some people see Krishna, who is the he is considered to be like a supreme being in the East.
Yes.
Or there's Parvati, who is the wife of Shiva. Shiva is also a supreme being. You know, it's pretty much
okay.
Kind of like the god and the goddess or something like that. So you can visualize it that way. It is more of a neutral, so it can take on a masculine or feminine, you know, in terms of the archetypes that you associate with it. But you think of like a great mother, a great father that's helping you. And the wonderful thing about Kleem is that it also helps to, or many Sanskrit mantras help to reduce negative karma that's in your life. So Kleem is an attraction mantra, and it can help you attract what you want, but it can also get rid of the negative aspect. So, you know, like what you're, the problems that you've been having in terms of relationships. And what you want to do, as I said with the other person, focus in on the qualities. Like if you think about what kind of activities would you guys do together? What would you enjoy doing together? What does that feel like? Try not to imagine the problems and issues, because I sometimes do that. Almost like you're trying to prepare yourself for the worst. Don't do that. That's not really a good thing. Because I can
tell
you
from
experience that is, yeah, that's not a good thing to focus on. You want to focus on the, you know, wonderful qualities. Is the person generous? Are they helpful? Are they compassionate, loving? You know, that kind of thing. And then one thing I want to add to this about relationships, because, and I'm not saying this is particularly to your case, Pat, I'm really talking out to the larger audience, is that a lot of times we're thinking about ourselves when we want to attract a relationship. You know, relationships are two-way streets. So you want to, you also, like in the communities that I help do volunteer work for, we have a particular group for Kleem, for the Kleem mantra. And so we get a lot of people that'll say, I want my ex back. I want this particular person, whomever they're not in a relationship with. And, you know, we have to go through a little bit of coaching and say, you know what, if the person really was meant to be with you, they'd be with you. And the problem is that a lot of them get focused in, it's more of an energy of desperation. You know, it's whatever other, you know, negative energies that is associated with that. And they're really thinking about themselves. I want to be fulfilled by this person. And so you want to also, no one can really fulfill you in any sense. No human being can do that. So you also want to think about that person. Like, what would you contribute to them? So you want to also get out of yourself and say, well, what would you contribute? Like, how would you, do you envision yourself helping them achieve what they want to achieve in life? You want them to support you, but what about, you also want to visualize you supporting them kind of thing as well, right?
Helpful, very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that I like to, you know, to tell people to add to it, because a lot of times folks get focused in on what they need and not what the other person is. So it's just a two-way street. You know, you guys support each other. It's not just
It's such
one
a
way.
Positive perspective. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, Dax, what do you have? What do you see in terms of relationships for Pat?
For Pat in Connecticut. Okay. So, well, you know, you're in the right spot for this now, and it starts off with the Empress card, which is a card of growth and fruitfulness and development, and so the tarot is hinting here that's what you need to be doing. You need to be working on yourself. You need to be working on growth and development. before you even think about heading into the dating sphere and meeting people and all of that kind of thing. Preparation. The first three cards are all about preparation. The next card is the Strength card. And it's interesting because, you know, the cards after that are all minor arcana cards. And these two cards are major arcana. So this is the major life-changing important aspects right here. Working on yourself. And the Strength card is strength, courage, inner conviction and dynamism and self-control and action and virility and optimism and personal power and acceptance, those kind of things. And it's talk, you know, love conquers all. And working on your own inner strength and continuing this process of development that you're in with the Empress. And it may be helpful to seek out some practitioners that can help you out with this. If you have any baggage that you're clinging on to, somebody that offers emotional freedom techniques, EFT, neurolinguistics, NLP, hypnosis, Reiki.
I'm doing three things right now, heavy duty. Yep, for healing. That's why I mentioned, I know it's in the future. It's not right now. I'm still doing healing.
That's right. That's right. But it leads to a really good ending, which we're going to get to in a second. But the next card that comes up right after the Empress and the Strength card is the Seven of Swords. And it's the card right in the middle. It's the central focus card right now. And swords are thoughts and ideas. Typically, the Seven of Swords shows up in some readings about certain questions, and it can be like a negative card. It can talk about manipulation and tactics and cunning, things going on in the background that you're unaware of. However, in your question, in this situation, in this particular spread, it has a different meaning. Swords are thoughts and ideas, and in the traditional Waite Smith card, this individual has gone into a camp, picked up a bunch of swords. So basically, oh, hold on just a second. Rose, I'm going to put Pat on hold because there's a lot of background noise again.
Okay.
And, he's looking back over his shoulder. He's got a bunch of swords. He's got five of the seven swords in his hands. He's seen the two that he left behind in the camp. This might be a couple of ideas or thoughts or, you know, mental baggage surrounding previous relationships that you need to leave behind. And he's walking out of the camp with these new, fresh ideas. And what this is talking about is, along with the growth and development with the Empress card and the Strength card, and working in these modalities and getting yourself ready so you're the best partner you can be for the other person, it's talking about moving forward once you're in the right place to do it with insight and strategy and tactics, okay? Really doing it with intelligence, not just following impulses, okay? Have a plan as you're moving forward. And then what happens with the last two cards? Hey, Rose, when it rains, it pours. And we've got two people coming in. We've got the Knight of... Yep. We got two people coming in right off the bat. The first one is the Knight of Cups. And, of course, as I always say, tarot is multi-layered. The Knight of Cups, in addition to representing an individual, it's also representing love coming in, period. Okay, he's trotting in, holding that cup, and that's what that card is talking about. Now, as an individual, it's cups, so it's the water element. This person could be a Cancer or a Scorpio or a Pisces. An intelligent but maybe a little restless person, kind of artistic, refined, has high principles, sort of a romantic dreamer, idealistic, empathic, follows his heart, that kind of individual, and could be chronologically younger than you. I don't know how old you are, so I don't want to say, but I'm just saying that this person could have a younger attitude, a more adolescent, or post adolescent kind of air about them, very youthful if they're the same age as you, or might even be chronologically younger than you. And then the second individual that comes in is the King of Coins, the King of Pentacles. Pentacles is Earth. So this person is a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. Somebody that's very earthy and, down to earth, solid, reliable, respected kind of person. This person could be your age or chronologically older, or your age with a more mature outlook on things. Very determined, consistent nature with this person. They're resourceful, financially competent, comfortable, maybe even traditional. They have conviction. So you have two people coming in right off the bat. And so now, Rose, Pat's going to have to call us back and tell us when she meets these two people.
Yeah. Well, did you want me to bring her back and see if she had any additional questions or comments or something?
Right.
Hi.
We'll bring her back.
Hi.
Hi again.
Thank you. Well, I'm only planning on being with one. I hadn't thought of two. Does that mean a choice? And the strategy is going a little bit over my head. I'm not sure what you mean, if I should be, like, careful and not throw myself at love or not.
Mm-hmm.
That comment surprised me.
That's
and I'm having a hard time.
That's part of it. I actually did mention that. I said about now I forget exactly how I worded it, but you can listen to the recording of the show if you'd like. But it's talking about working on things mentally. There are a couple of thoughts or ideas that show up in the car that need to be left behind. Previous relationships. Okay.
Yep.
But it's talking about using your intelligence, insight, having insight and strategy moving forward. Have some kind of a plan is all I'm talking about. No, I can't tell you exactly what form that's going to take. That would take a much longer reading. But this is going to come to you. Remember, you still have to do all the growth work and development work with the Empress and the Strength first. And then, once you're in that place where, you figure it out, or maybe the therapist, practitioners that you're working with tell you that, yes, you're in the right place, you've let go of this or that, things like that, that's when you can start formulating a plan. And
I see. I thought you were telling me when this person comes in, I have to be strategic. But about my life, I absolutely get that. There's a lot to read to begin my life. There's a lot I'm going to have to start for the first time.
But it is being strategic, Pat. It is being strategic, too. It is being strategic also.
I get it.
It's not jumping into things. It's having a plan, knowing the kind of individual that you want to draw in, writing that down physically on. What's all the aspects of previous relationships that you don't want to revisit? Put that all down in a column on the left side, draw a line down the center of the paper. On the other side, write down everything you want the relationship to be. What are you doing? How are you interacting? Every single detail.
Yeah.
And you don't do it one sitting. Keep the paper there by your bed every time you program your dreams. And when you wake up the next morning, write down everything that you can think of, that comes to your mind, and keep filling that list out, and you're developing a plan, and you're informing the universe what you want. You're setting up an intention, which is the essence of the law of attraction, you see.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Got it. Thank you.
Good luck with that, and check back in. Let us know.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you both. Thank you so much.
Enjoy
the
rest of your weekend.
Pat.
Yep.
Wonderful. To you and your family.
And my God, we went right to the wire. You know, our shows are an hour long, but I put 90 minutes in the timer to have a buffer in case we go over. We've gone down to the last
minute.
90 minutes.
That's
to
right.
Go. So we got to get out of here. But I'll be back tomorrow with Mary, and Rose and I will be back January 3rd with the first show of the year. We're going to be doing personal year numbers, the world year number, all kinds of stuff in the first shows of January. So tune in for that.
That's right.
Thanks,
see
everybody.
See you in the new
year. Yep.
Bye, Dad.
And same to you. Happy holidays until we meet on the air again.
Absolutely.
Thanks to all of our listeners and all of our callers out there. And thanks to you, Rose. Bye, everybody.
Thank
Bye,
you,
Rose.
Dad. Bye, everyone. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.